Okay, today's daf is Tumura Daf Chaf, and we are on Yutes Mabez. Again, scheduling note, sorry, this week is a little bit tricky. Today's daf will be up. As I said, the next two will be from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up, hopefully, with more of a regular cycle. And again, this Sunday, Tisha B'Av, we hope we invite all to join for a six-hour live webcast of the Tisha B'Av Kinos, starting at 9 a.m. with Rabbi Weil. To relive and re-experience the tragedies of Jewish history, with a specific focus this year on the impact of Eichmann, the SS, and the annihilation of the Masorah and remnants of Ashkenazic Jewry. Again, on Tisha B'Av, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, that we won't need to relive any of that, but as for now. Okay, Yud Tes Mabez by the two dots. Rabbi Shimon Omer. So we're talking about animals that were hufrash inappropriately for the wrong karban, and what is the status of these animals, right? If I gave a certain animal, if I was designated a certain animal, that wasn't right to be that animal, the karban. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. If somebody is mafresh in a keva for an asham has to be a zachar. So if somebody is mafresh in a keva to be an asham, so the Tanakhama says, it has to wait till you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then sell the proceeds and viyavi b'damei ha'asham. So with that money that I get, then I would bring in asham with that money. And vimkar v'ashamo. And what happens if I lost the animal and I brought a different asham? So then yiplu devil v'nedava. Then the money could go to an ola. Rabbi Shimon says timacher shelo b'mum. It can be sold even without a mum. Why? Says Rashi. Hoel, but back on the Mishnah, the Hoel v'lochazi l'milsa, since it's not roi for what it was designated for, you want this to be an asham, but it's not roi to be an asham, mum gomer huzeh, v'lochacha kedusha zaguf, it's a mum, it's a bal mum, just like this physical movement, this is a halachic mum, and it does not achieve kedusha zaguf, and therefore it can be sold right away. We sold right away the yavi b'damecha asham, and you can bring an asham with the money. Again, the same halacha, what do you do with the money, but you don't have to wait for it to get a mum. And the Rashi adds what we're about to see by the Shem in our Mishnah, and even though by mafresh nekeva la'ola, devadai lo palag Rabbi Shimon, by mafresh nekeva for an ola, Rabbi Shimon does not argue, but there is different, because the keva is not totally mufka from the world of ola, because ola's ha'of can be in a keva, but Asham Nekeva you never find, and therefore it is a total mum, so it only has Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Haguf. Right? That was the discussion yesterday. Yud Ches Mabez was the Mishnah about Ola. Hamafresh Nekeva La Ola, so then Yirach Yistoiv, Rabbi Elezer held to Atzmo Yikrav Ola, but that is, Rabbi Shimon did not argue there. Good. So now we talk about Rabbi Shimon's shita. Rabbi Shimon timacher shlova mum amale by the two dots. Yud tes mabez. Amale Rav Chiya bar Avin l'Rav Yochanan. Neima migul derachle kuchos damim techos leinamik kuchos aguf. A principle that has come up. Why don't we say that sometimes kedusha is expandable, and once one kedusha is chal, then it expands. We've had earlier the concept of kedusha going on one limb, spreading to the entire animal. In the case, let's say, of Aver Shanashama Tluyabo. So here too, why don't we say kedusha spreads? Since this animal achieves kedushas damim at least, because you are makdish it, so say that it can achieve a kedushas aguf, and then you'd have to wait for it to get a mum. So Amalei Reb Shimon Letaimei. No, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that. De Omar Kalmidi Lachadei Lagufei Loratei Kedushas Aguf. If it's not roi for what you designated it for, so then it does not achieve kedushas aguf. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Asham Ben Shana Vehevio Ben Shtayim. In Asham, there are different types of Ashamos. Some Ashamos have to be 2 years old, some 1 year old. Rashi quotes the examples. Asham ben Shtei Shanim, that is Asham. There are five types of Ashamos. Asham Gizelos, Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa. The three in the Mishnah. That there, it says Ayil in the beginning of Ayikra, so that has to be an older Asham. Asham ben Shana, or the Asham is Nazir, Asham Mitzorah. Those are called Keves in the Torah. So, what if I designate Ben Shtayim for one that I have to bring a Ben Shana, or the opposite. Ben Shtayim v'heviyu Ben Shana. K'sheira v'lo oil b'ayim l'mushay b'chova. The Tanakhama says, in the Brisa, it is kasher, but it did not count for my chiyuv, because it wasn't the right animal that I have to send. So it could be an asham, but it's not the right asham, so I have to bring it. But it is kshera, but it doesn't count for the Bailam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol atzvan einan kadoshim. No, they're not kadosh. If it can't be kadosh for what it is supposed to be, so then it doesn't have any kedushas haguf. So you see for Raisa that if it's not roi l'guf, so then it is only roi for Kedushas Damim. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, from this Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that even if you're Makdish a young one, when you were supposed to bring an old one, it's no good. Vahari Mechuser Zman, what about a Mechuser Zman animal? Before 8 days, the Lochazi. And yet, Vamar Rabbi Shimon to Kadosh. Rabbi Shimon says that it is Kadosh. What was the context? Rashi quotes from Maseches Chulin and Perek Osov Espino, Shehayer Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Haroi Lavo La'achar Zman, Hashokhtu Bachut over Belosase. Different days in the Tanam, Rabbi Shimon holds. Shchute Chutz. If there's an animal that could have been Ra'ui in the future, so that you did something wrong by Shechting it Bachutz, because it had some type of status because of its future status. So what's the difference between a Mechuser Zman and our case, 1 year, 2 year? So Shiny Mechuser Zman, the Chazi Lamachar. No, Chazi's Mechuser Zman will be Ra'ui Lamachar, right? Any animal that you did Osov Espino, you shechted the mother, the other one would be Roy the next day. It's just that day is not Roy because of Osov Espino in this context of Mechuser Zman. So, Ihachi, Asha Bet Shtai, Evi Bet Shana, Chazi Lashana. So, by an Asha too, wait a year. So, by the Mechuser Zman of Osov Espino, you wait a day. And we have the Mechuser Zman of before day 8. And now we have Mechuser Zman of a year, so what's the difference? Elahayru time under Rabbi Shimon ben Mechuser Zman. This is the reason why Mechuser Zman, because he learns Gzeira Shavah. Diyalaflei mi Bechor. He learns it now from Bechor. Bechor also is a type of Mechuser Zman, but it's Kadosh right when it's born. Kedetanya, Mishuvid Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon. Mechuser Zman, Nechras, Ladir, Lehitaser. A Mechuser Zman can be part of the 10 that go through the fence in order to take Meiser Behema. Faharihu kebechor, and we know there are a lot of comparisons between Meiser and Bechor. Ma Bechor kadosh lefnei zman of Bechor of la'achar zmano. Just like Bechor gets Kedusha before it is Roy la'hikarev, right? Well, right when it's born. Bechor of la'achar zmano, af Mechuser Zman, so too Mechuser Zman, outside of Bechor, kadosh lefnei zman of Bechorev, kadosh lefnei zman of Bechorev la'achar zmano. Good. If you look at the Shita Bukubetzas here, the Shita wonders in Os Yudalid, Im Kain, Ben Shtayim, Behevi, Ben Shananami. So why don't you extend this, Likdish, Dayan, Mechuser Zman? Once you're extending, we're saying we learn out from Bechor to Mechuser Zman, so then why don't we say that it applies to other Mechuser Zmans also, like what we're talking about, like the Asham case of Shana and Ben Shnatayim. The Amari says, the Shidim Kubetzes, Dolo Yalfinan mi Bechar Umayser Ela Mechuser Zman Shein Roy Lav Shum Karban Kigon Kodim Ches Yamim Vosov Espino Vitarb Shalom Yizmanam. The only Mechuser Zman, the only, again, when you make a Gzir Shavu, when you have a Limud, you limit it to the category that you're talking about. If you want to limit it, right? You don't have to say it applies to all different types of cases. So we're comparing it to cases where the animal is totally mufka. If it's totally mufka from being a karban for any context, that's the Mechuser Zman we're talking about. So before day 8, it can never be used. Osov Espino, it can never be used. That's the Mechuser Zman that's totally mufka. What about our case? A Ben Shana, a 1-year-old, that's, you need to bring a 2-year-old, but that 1-year-old is fine in other contexts for other karbanas that could be, you need a 1-year-old. The chazi le karbanas acherim migra gara. Kivan the chazi li alma vakan dichui. Fascinating. Says the Shiva Kabat says, because it's ra'ui in other contexts, and it's just not ra'ui here, so that makes it worse. You might have said it makes it better. What do you mean? It's more shayach to the world of karbanos. No. Says the Shiva Kabbat says it makes it worse, because if it's close and then it's rejected, so then it is even worse. It maybe reminds us a little bit of the sugya of dichui, of animals getting a status, or items getting a status then being pushed aside, the sugya of nire venidche, or dichui me'ikaro. Gemara says elsewhere that nire venidche is even worse. If it was roi and now it's rejected, it's worse than never having been roi. Never having been roi. Dichui me'ikaro is not as bad as nire venidche, because once it was in the parsha, and then it was rejected. Not exactly the same idea, but it's the same parallel idea, that something that is closer, and then it is rejected, so then that could be affected in a more negative way. And that's what the Shiva Kabetzes here says, because we're only learning that Mechuser Zman applies to items that are not roy anywhere. But if it's, and that, those are the ones that you could say will be Chazi L'Machar. But otherwise, they would be totally rejected. The Rishash here also discusses this sugya, and he quotes the same question, maybe he didn't have the Shiva Kabetzes. Said the Rishash, there's a difference between a little fundamental v'yesh lomar. What's the difference between Asham ben Shtai v'heviu ben Shana to our case of Chusir's man? By the Asham case, there's a different status of the animal. We call it a different name. By the other ones, it's just a time issue. It doesn't mean that the status, right, before day 8 and after day 8, Osov es beno, that day the animal doesn't get a special status. But here, v'lachorah b'kalakam kushya, v'yesh lomar de lo yafinan mi b'char elo dumya didei, de oso hashem sheyiyah lo achar zayin, yesh lo gamata, v'ein bo psul acher zulas, shlo higiyah adayin zman, olikarev, ma she'ein kein ba'asham, sha'ata nikra b'shem keves, v'atorech yavto ba'ayol, dafka. We know, as Rashi quoted the Psukim, there's a different animal that has to be brought. That's a worse Mechusher's man, because it has a different name, and that is why it says that. Okay, Tosis also deals with this a little bit, but either way, this is the Rishash is kind of the opposite direction of the Shita of Gebesis. The Shita is that it's closer, and that's why it's rejected. Rishash says, no, it's different. It's more Mufka, because it has a different name. This whole idea of like the Bechor and others also relates to a larger sugya that we haven't touched on in a while, and that is gaining a status. Let's say Bechor. It's Kadosh right away, but you can't be Makrivit until later. Right. Sometimes we have items that achieve a status before it can actually be used. Right, the chefzer shal mitzvah is created even before the time that you could actually do the mitzvah, or the chiyuv hamitzvah goes into effect before you can actually do the mitzvah. Right, we've mentioned in the past the sugya of lulav. Sugya of Lulav, Rashi in the Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel seems to say in the Sugya of Dichoy, that when does the status of Dalan Minim start? When Sukkah starts. Lel Yontif. What do you mean? Or there's a Bir Halacha in the Hilchah Shofar. When does the status of Shofar start? The night of Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean the night of Rosh Hashanah? He quotes the Rashi in Sukkah. Doesn't it start in the morning? That's when you can do the mitzvah. Shofar and Lulav. The answer is no. You might have the status of Shofar and Lulav even the night before, right, when the Yontif starts, even though you can't actually fulfill the mitzvah until the next day. Yeah, this is a lot of different permutations of this sugya. Those were examples of chefzer shel mitzvahs. There's also a discussion of chiyuv mitzvah, bris milah. When does the mitzvah bris milah start? So let's say it doesn't start until day 8. Let's say, right, the Gemara in Yevamos has the discussion, can I smear truma oil on an Arel Kohen before day 8? Can I smear truma oil? So that's a question in the Gemara in Yevamos, daf ayin aleph. Tok Shmona, can you be Mesech b'shemen shel truma? And there's no answer given. In the Yerushalmi says that's mutter. Paralo Yerushalmi, it's mutter to be sach shemen shel truma before day 8, except still ibaya lelches. Lelches. Why? Because Laila is not Mechusher's man. So maybe Leil Shmini, already that is Aser. What do you mean? You can't do Bris Milah until the next morning. Why do we say Leil Ches is already Aser? Because Rav Shechter has this in Eretz Tzvi in Siman Yud, because even though you can't do the Chiyav Bris yet, the Chiyav Milah, but it's already a Shem Arel. It's already a shame Arel the night before. Belel ches kvar chala chovas mila. Ava bishein zman hechsher mitzvah maskal aralos hashachar. Biyom ches. Vekosh yesh kvar chiyav lamul shafer nikra tinok bishem Arel. And there are many other examples of this. The final one, just to mention, we like from Rav Soloveitchik, Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, the three mitzvahs that we have to do. Be'ez Hashem, when we go to Eretz Yisrael, en masse, as a nation, we have to appoint a king, we have to wipe out Amalek, and we have to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara calls that three mitzvahs we have to do when we go into Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara says you have to do them in order. So really, there should only be one mitzvah that we have to do when we come into Eretz Yisrael, and that's appointing a king. What do you mean, all three? The answer is no. Conceptually, all three are there, just two of them we can't do until we've done the other ones in the process. Many other examples of this, but we'll have to leave that for now. But again, this is another idea, the animal getting the status of a karban even before the time that it is right to be brought. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, bottom line. Hamakdash Nikeva Lo'olaso, getting back to the previous Mishnah's case, the Makdash Nikeva for an Ola, which has to be a male, good, Ula Pischa, Ula Ashamo, or for a Pesach, or for an Asham, Oset Tzmur. The Tanakhama says in all these cases, there is Kedushas Aguf, right, even though there's no such thing as a zachar for a Pesach, for an Asham, but still, Oseh Tzvur achieves Kedushas Aguf. And therefore he always needs a mum, let's say. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, he splits it, lo lasa osa tzmura, like we mentioned, for an ola is osa tzmura, because there is, the ola is connected to Nekeva. Nekeva is in the world of ola, by ola sa'of, la pischa, ola shamo, in osa tzmura. But for Pesach and for Asham, it does not create a tzmura as we said. She'en lecha davar osa tzmura, ela haro ela hista'ef, because only something that created tzmura, something that achieves the status of having to go and get a mum and can unable to be redeemed before that. But these other animals, they can be timach eshlo b'mum, as Rabbi Shimon said, and therefore there is no kedushas haguf. So one of the achronim point out, the Ola Shlomo points out that there are bali tosfos. If you look at tosfos in Maseches Pesachim, it seems beferish otherwise. It seems beferish otherwise. The Tosfos in Pesachim on Daf Tzadi Zayin Mabez seems to say that according to Rabbi Shimon, Mafrish Nekeva Lepiska, there is Kedushas Aguf, because as the Gemara is going to say, because a Pesach can be carved Shlamim after Pesach, and a Shlamim can be either one. So what you might have to answer, says the Ola Shlomo, is that there's a chilek between before Pesach and after Pesach. Before Pesach, there is no Kedushas Aguf, and that's what this line is talking about. After Pesach, so then there could be Kedushas Aguf, as Tosfos said, and as the Gemara is about to say as well. So the Ola Shlomo right here has that ha'ara to fit in that line of Tosfos with this line of the Gemara. So we have the Tanakama, that there's no chilek between Ola, Pesach, and Asham. They're all Oseh Tzmura. Rabbi Shimon is b'chalik between Ola and Pesach and Asham. Amar Rabbi, ein ani roe dvarav shel Rabbi Shimon b'Pesach. I don't agree by Pesach. Again, he doesn't say by Asham, fine. I don't agree by Pesach, as we just mentioned. Hoel, or Moser HaPesach, Karev Shlamim. Because the Moser is Karev Shlamim. Moser HaPesach, if I lose the Pesach and I bring a different one, and then I find the original one, or if it's after Pesach. Right? So even though this Karban will not be Hukrav as a Shlamim itself, as Rashi points out, this one will not be brought as a Shlamim even after Pesach. As he quotes the Gemara earlier, Nishtaira la'achar ha-Pesach tireh, but still, shame shlamim Allah. There is still a conceptual status of shlamim that can be chal on a karban that could be turned into a shlamim. So, Rebbe says, I agree with Asham, I don't agree with shlamim. Lema ein ani roe d'rav shal rishimim, but Asham, what do you mean Asham? You should say, well, even by Asham, I don't agree with Rabbi Shimon. Hold on, Moser Asham Karav Ola. Moser of Asham is Hukrav Ola. So why wouldn't you say there, you have a comparison between the Moser of an Asham, as we know, the Chatos Mesos and the Ashamos that are Holech Liros, to graze. So why doesn't Rebbe say that he doesn't agree with Rabbi Shimon by Asham, since Moser Asham is Karav Ola? There's an affinity between Pesach and Shlamim, and Asham, and Ola. And since by Ola, it's a couple stages, since the most Asham can be Yogram as an Ola, and some of Ola can be a Nekeva, Ola Sa'of, so deep down it should be good enough for that. Interesting comparison, Rashi emphasizes. The Ola, the hidden Ola potential in an Asham, and the hidden Shlamim potential in a Pesach, again, a big Zvachim Sugyat like, that we discussed, is there a smoother transition between those, right? By a Pesach, even if you don't do anything, right? You just wait till after Pesach, it becomes a Shlamim, right? Moser Pesach or leftover Pesach afterwards becomes a Shlamim. By an Ola, there's a concept of Asham Shenitak L'Re'iyah. We discussed that recently. Is that a Dindaraisa or is that a Dindarabanan? It came up on the previous Dafim. But the Gemara here has that comparison. Has the comparison between the Shlamim and Pesach connection and the Ola and Asham connection. Okay, but either way, ask the Gemara, why didn't Rebbe agree here? Because even by an Asham, which is connected to Ola, which is connected to the Keva, why isn't that good enough? So answer, Rebbe Sarala Kirabanan. No, Rebbe holds like the Rabbanan. Da Amri Mosaros Lenidva Sivar Asli. But the Mosaros, the Moser of the Asham, goes not to private Olas, but only to public Olas, and Vein Tmura B'Tzibur. And there is no Tmura, which reflects Kedushas Aguf, by a Tzibur. So in this Brisa, that's talking about Tmura specifically, when it's Oseh Tmura or not, so even if you want to see the Asham is going to turn into an Ola, but into an Ola Tzibur. And that Ola Tzibur will never be able to create Tmura in any case. Good. We continue. Kaslai, so we have three sheets in the Tanoim relating to what came up in the Mishnayos here about The Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi. Kosal Kadaita, Hainu Taimad Rabbi Shimon. Gabe Mafresh Nekeva Lo Olaso. We originally think, if I'm Mafresh Nekeva for an Ola, what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Why is it Mishamachi Osa Tzmura? Why didn't he argue on the previous Mishnah? And he said, Beferish here, in this Brisa, that for an Ola, Osa Tzmura, if I'm Mafresh Nekeva for an Ola, it can't create Tzmura. Why do I think that? Because Nekeva, Ola is now Mufka totally from Nekeva. So Ika Shem Ola, Allah, Gabi Ola Sa'of, because Ola is in the Parsha of Nekeva a little bit. So ask the Gemara some other, again, fascinating comparisons. Ela Me'ata, Bekoen Gadol Shefesh Para Leparo. A Kohen Gadol is Chayev his par on Yom Kippur. So what happens if instead of his par, which has to be a male, a shor, he brings a para? Brings a para. Which para? Why? Tikdush, a female, for his par on Yom Kippur. It should get Kedush Zaguf. Why? Da'ika paras chatas. Because paradum is called a chatas. So in the world of special cows, where we have males, we have females. So isn't there a connection between these cows? The cow, the male cow, the par of Yom Kippur, the para aduma. So aren't they connected? One might say, what does one have to do with the other one? One is a personal para on Yom Kippur. One is a para aduma, which is brought on the behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, maybe that's part of what the Gemara's answer is. But the Gemara's havamin is that cow, cow. Answer? No, you can't compare that to paraduma. Kachi bedekabayasu. Kachi bedekabayas lo avi tzmura. Bedekabayas, paraduma is a totally different category. Kachi bedekabayas, remember, it's not brought as a carbon in the base of Mikdash. It's shechted and it's burned on Harabayas to the east of, on Harazesim to the east of the base of Mikdash, and therefore it has status of Kachi bedekabayas. Again, a big topic, the complete discussion of the full status of paraduma, but many sources point in the direction it's not this regular carbon, it's kachiv edekabayis, and therefore it is not a good comparison. So Machronim asks, why don't you say that it is a carbon sibur? And we just said in the line beforehand that if it works out, like the Usham is Ola, Linid Vasibur Asli, so here too, you can't bring a raya for paraduma is a carbon sibur, and there's ain osetzmura. There's a tzmura. So the Dvar Avraham and others discuss para aduma. Is it a carbon sibur? Is it a dini mamon is a carbon sibur, but not on a when it's brought? Says the Dvar Avraham. Shemashet sibur veshutfin nismatu milasos tmura. The fact that a tzibur chirba can't do tmura, that's in a case where the guf hakarbon is shayach to the tzibur. Vinismait shebemakum sherabim hema magrivim shelakarbam enamosim tmura. Meaning, if the bali akarbon are the tzibur, so then they are excluded from tmura. By paraduma, are they the, or of all Klal Yisrael, the bali akarbon? They might provide the money, but are they the bali akarbon? Avamashi yesh larabim din mamon bakarbon lo ichbas lanu klal. That wouldn't be mufka from tzmura. V'yavsha rabim heim ha-me-mirim, v'lachen lo shayach l'ma'e paras chatos, v'yavsha bo ha-michel tzibur. Because it's not a carbon at all. It's a carbon bedek ha-bayis. It's not nechshav, a carbon tzibur, that the all b'nei Yisrael are the bailim, and the paradum is brought in the base of Mikdash. It's not that the bailim, all b'nei Yisrael are the bailim. It happens to be a carbon that relates to the tzibur, but not that, they're not considered the bailim of the tzibur. And that's why tzmura wouldn't be mufka, and that's why the Gemara has to give the answer of bedek ha-bayis and not tzibur. Next try, says the Gemara, I have another kasha on Rabbi Shimon. Right, if Rabbi Shimon excludes, again, those that are totally mufka, but like Ola, he is going to include it. So Yachid Shehifrish Seir La Seirah. So what about a Yachid that's Mafrish a Seir, a male goat, for the Seirah that he has to bring for a regular Chatas? That should be okay. Tikdash Shegein Kedush Zaguf. Why? What do you mean? Tahaika Seir Nasi. Because the Seir of a Nasi, the Seir of a Melech, right? A Melech, when he does an Aveira, he has to bring a male. So too, when a head yot is a chayev, a carbon chatas, and he separates mafresh a male, so it should be good enough. Inam the opposite. Nashi jever seira, lisiro, tikdash da yachid mafresh seira. Answers the Gemara, amazing. Again, we can read these lines as details of within carbonos, but again, there might be a lot of energy and a lot of conceptual ideas behind these lines. You can't compare a yachid and a melech. Why? Hani tre gufi ninu. Those are two worlds. Those are two different people. A melech does not have to bring a female ever. A yachid, a hedyot, does not have to bring a male ever. And therefore, you cannot compare the two. But, let's say, the karbanos, olas vehema, olas ha'of, those are more comparable. Those are more connected. A person might be chayef to bring an olas ha'of one time. So that's why, says the Gemara, and Rashi explains it here, an olas ha'of and olas vehema are more connected to other than a hedyot and a melech. Rashi adds, before we get back to melech, this is also because if somebody is chayev in certain karbanos that are olev yoreds, that it depends on the financial bracket, somebody can be mafkir their nechasim, and somebody can make themselves into an ani and be chayev to bring the birds instead of having to bring the behema. Aval olas nekeva, Rashi says, b'hai gufa mishkachas lo. This person, t'iboy mafkir l'nichse, b'havi ani v'chazi le'olos ha'of. He can be mafkir l'chasim, and he can reach that stage. He can get to that stage of chiyav having to bring that. Rabbi Chana discusses this, again, many times we say, is t'iboy mafkir nichse, does that give me an allowance to be connected by d'mai? By demai, an ani is allowed to have demai, and let's say somebody's a traveler, or if somebody's a traveler, so are they an ani in that case, or you boy mafkir nichsei? So that is a discussion of Elchanan in Ksubis, Shin Chav Gimel, discusses this. Why do you find sometimes that you could say you boy mafkir nichsei, and sometimes not? He discusses the sugya of Shibuda de Araisa, and when do we say that once you're nechasim or meshubid, then even if you say that I am an ani, so then I'm not going to be chayiv. Unlike our case here, he says, if somebody could be mafka the nechasim, and then they'll be chayiv in olas ha'of, it's not that all of the nechasim were meshubit to the karban. That's not like a meshubit to another person. It could be right now he's an ani, so therefore all he has to bring is the other karban. But again, this is the line of Tregufin in it. It also reflects that a melech, once a melech becomes a melech, it's a different status. Different status totally, right? That's the Meshicha. That's the Meshicha when a Kohen is Mashuach, Meshev and Amishcha, or a Melech when a Kohen Gadol is Mashuach. When a Melech is Mashuach, he becomes a different status, right? We know in Pirkei Avos talks about the different Kesarim, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, Keser Torah. When a person is involved in any of those, the Chiddush might be the Torah one, they are a different person. A different status is given for the person when they are Nimshach, right? The Chinuch and the Rishon have discussed this in the mitzvah of Shem and Amishcha, the Chinuch and mitzvah Kuv Zayin, with Pashas Kisisa, writes, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, the mitzvah to make the Shemana Mishka to use for the Kohen Gadol and Melachim and the Kalim and the other times that we use the Shemen, but Hashem wanted Shana Sefula Banafshosenu, Biyom Shenalel Hischanech, Bekavad Avodasu Akadosha, Torah Banu Gedula Veshevach. It'll reflect Gedula and Shevach. Because when you have this oil on you, that means you are a different person. Different person. Why is it that some malachim do not have to be nimshach? Because they're ben achar ben, and there's no machlokas, because they were originally they yarshin the special status from the father, right? And that's what the halach is. The Minchas Chinuch discusses zinira pashut the mace ben hamelach b'chaya hamelach v'niach ben. What happens? We know if a melech dies, then the ben is automatically the king, even without the shemen. What happens if the son of the melech predeceases? The ben ha-melech dies, v'chaya melech, and now there's a grandson. The achar kach meis ha-zakein. The ben ha-melech hazeh gam kein in ha-zorach meshicha. Why do yoresh min ha-torah kamo kol ha-nachalos? V'im kein ha-vilei kamo ben ha-melech. Din ha-zorach meshicha. Right, in that case, it wouldn't need. Achim meis ha-melech. V'iniach ben, v'haisa olav machlokes, v'lo nimshach adayin, as we said, if there's a machlokes, it needs. So if the king dies, and then the son did not have Mashiach yet, and there's a machlokes, and then he dies, before he's nimshach, and before he's chosen, v'yachreze meis, v'iniach ben, v'lo haisa olav machlokes, tzorachin imtzorach Mashiach. That's a question. T'havi kamo melech rishon, because he's not yashnik from his father, because his father was gonna need Mashiach. V'lo adif mehaba mikocho. Or do we say it's in the family? O efshar da hayerusha mimash meshes v'hu yaris b'koach avua da abba. V'kivet da atah, hu shalom eitzor b'shicha tzarchiyin. Classic Menachas Chinuch question. That's where the next paragraph here in Mitzvah Kuf Ches, Os Ches, he then has the fascinating ha'ara that we mentioned, that it could be, he has the suffix about Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach, shemekadim manu shi yiskala b'meher v'yameinu. Kivan, says the Minchas Chinuch, because he's from the family of David and Shlomo, Dorach Hador, so really there was no psika of the Malchus. It's just that there's been a big break. But from Ben Acher Ben, so it's straight, so maybe he won't need Mashicha. Or maybe he would, because there's been a big break. Ah, maybe, since the Malchus of Rechavam, once they split the Malchus, maybe it's gonna need, unclear. But what is this suffix? It could be Mashiach is not gonna need Mashicha. We call it Mashiach, but maybe he won't need Mashicha. But that's the Minchas Chinuch suffix in the mitzvah of Shem and Hamishcha. Okay, but again, that's reflected in the line of the Gemara here, Han Shrei Gufei Ninu. You can't compare the karbanos of a Hedyot and a Melech, I say they're in one world, because they're different people. They're different people, and that one will never be Mechuyah to bring the other. Once he becomes a Melech, so then it's different, as we're about to see in the Gemara. Also, the Mefarshim discussed the Shittas of the Rambam, in all these sugyas, what did the Rambam hold about if you're mafresh and a keva for these karbanos, there to be some, steers in the Rambam. The Rambam in Psuli HaMukdashim, discusses this in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Ches. The Rambam says a hedyot that is mafresh zachar for a chatas, or a nafri that's mafresh a seira for a chatas, or Kohen Mashiach, that's Mafresh Apara. Hare Elu Ein Miskachin, Lo Kedushas Akuf, Lo Kedushas Damim, Lefichach Yimachru Shalom B'mum. We saw that in Mum, because he seems to paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So the Raiva discusses, is it like Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbanan agree with that in certain cases. Why would the Rama paskin like Rabbi Shimon? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, right in the middle. Chatu, what about this case? Chatu Ashlon Ismanu. We know what happens if a king, this the cases that are discussed in Maseches Harios, if the king, a person sins before he was appointed the king. So he had been chayiv to bring a seira, but now he's in the world of sa'ir, ki mafres seir l'seira, so tikta. So in that case, he's been the same person. Ta'ilu chata hashta baris yisiru. Right? Well, he was chayiv a seira based on the time that he sinned, but now, if he doesn't have a seira, he'd be chayiv a seir. So, wouldn't this be good enough to gain kedushas aguf? Halochata lo chayiv b'seir. Says the Gemara, but he didn't. What's that saying? It doesn't matter what he can make become now. When he was chote, he was chayiv a female. That's it. So the Gemara says, okay, if you're so lamaisa, you go by what actually is the case. So go back to the original. Yachi yachanami olav olas of kamaisi. The oaf that he's chayiv, the chatas that he's chayiv right now, or the karba that he's bringing right now, is not an olas oaf. It's an olas behema, and olas behema cannot bring it. It can be in a keva. Only a zachas. Why do we care theoretically? Rabbi Shimon Savala Kerblaz Ben Azariah Ditznan. Rabbi Shimon Kerblaz Ben Azariah, who says Hare Alai Ola, who says if somebody promises to bring an Ola without specifying the type of Ola, Stam Ola Yavi Keves, says the Tanakam. Rabbi Ben Azariah Omer Otar Obnei Yona. Right? Rabbi Ben Azariah says no. A Stam Ola could also be a bird, and therefore birds aren't totally mufka from the world of Ola. And that's why Rashi explains that, we thought we might have been talking about Ola Schova, now we're talking about Ola Sedava. Okay, but either way, Rav Shimon Ola Kabozim and Azari. Period. Continuing. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah in Mesech Shkalim, Hamakdish Nechasav, Vahaya Behen Behem Aruil, Gabi Amizbeach, if Hamakdish Nechasim, and those nechasim, pashas, rova, them are going to be kachi ben gabayas, chairs and tables and other things. But some of them are animals. There are animals in the nechasim. So what status do those animals have? And I don't specify exactly what I'm designating them for. So I'm akhtish nechasim, vayah behen behemur uilagabim izbeach, zachar menekevas, there are males, there are females, so machlokes tanoim. Rebelazar omer, zachar miyamachu letzarchi olos, the males are sold for Olos, for those who need carbonous ola, v'nekevos yimachu l'sarchei shlamim, and the females are sold as l'sarchei shlamim. So those animals are brought as shlamims, v'dimehem yiplu v'shar nechasim l'bedek habayis, and the money that you get is bedek habayis. Right, Rabbi Elazar assumes, stam hektish l'bedek habayis. Right, we had a discussion back in Arach in Daf Chav Ches about Stam Charamim, but this is Stam Hekdesh. Stam Hekdesh is without specifying is the Bedek Abayis, right? Even Behemoth. So those Behemoths are sold to those who need it, and I take the money, and it falls to Bedek Abayis, right? Because what's something that's royal in Mizbeach, I can't leave the world of the Mizbeach, but that's Rebbe Elazar Shita. Everything goes to Bedek Abayis. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zacharim Atzman Yikrevu Olos. No, the Zecharim, the Ola is the ultimate, and we think people want to give this highest level, so the Zecharim are brought as Olos. The Nekevos are brought as Tzarchi Shlamim. What do you do with the money? If you have even demand Olos, you change everything into Olos. Rabbi Shua holds, Stam Hektish is Lemizbeach. Lemizbeach, not like the first opinion. So that's why you take the money, the Zecharim can be brought as Olos, the Nekevos are sold, and that money is used to bring Olos. Vishar Nechasim, you pull the Bedek Abayis. The other Nechasim, the tables, the chairs, the chulu, that is brought to Bedek Abayis. Rashi explains, Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Lo Shavag Inish Kedushas Mizbeach, Umakdash the Bedek Abayis. Midi Nechazi Lemizbeach. So a person want to do that, Hilkach Mistama Lemizbeach Akdashinu. Mistama is Lemizbeach, Vehinatzman Yikrivu Olos, and they themselves are brought as Olos. Fine. Amalei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the first opinion, I'm sorry, the second opinion. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it says, Ola is the key. Dabar Zacharim Atzman Yikrivu Olos. Vidikevos, but the Nekevos are sold to be brought as Olos themselves. But isn't that like our case of Mafrish Nekeva La'ola? Isn't that according to Rabbi Yeshua? That Zacharim Atzman, Nekevos Heichim Mekarvin Shlamim. How could their money be used to bring a Shlamim, bring an Ola? Ha'mikoach Kudusha Dechuya Ka'asyan. Right? How could they be sold to those who are chayiv shlamim, and you use the money, right? The language of Rabbi Yeshua. The kevos yimarcho l'tzarchi shlamim, use the money to bring an ola, but weren't those, didn't those have a stain on it originally? They were supposed to be an ola, and now they're sold to be a shlamim. Hamikah kedusha dechuya ka'asyan, right? Just like mafrish nekeva la'ola, this should be chayiv re'ia. Right, Rashi, the kivim the zacharim karvu olos, but demei shlamim olos, mechal the sfirle the stumble olak the shinner. Bishu holds that ola is really what was on this person's mind, so it should be kamo mafish nekeva la ola. And how could it be hukrav the shlamim? It should need a mum. Lishna achrina similar. Amalei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. B'tikam Rabbi Yeshua zacharim atzman yikrivu olos lemeimer the kedusha gufak the shinu. It's mashma that he has ultimate ola in mind. Yihachi nekeva samayim machul the tzarchi shlamim by a reiya. It should need re'iyah. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Savar Lach Rabbi Shimon, to Amar Kol Midi, Lo Chazin Leguf, Elanakti, the Kedushas Haguf, as we started off today's daf with. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua goes within Rabbi Shimon Shita, that if it cannot achieve, it's a full Kedushas Haguf, then it doesn't get it. Doesn't get it, so at most it's a Kedushas Damim. The Stan Rabbi Shimon Omer, Timacher Shalom Bemum, V'yamrinon, the time of the Rabbi Shimon, T'kimit Lo Chazin, the Kevel Asha, Elanakti, Kedushas Haguf. Good. Says the Garbo, wait a minute. What we said before. Says the Gemara, Amar to Amar Rabbi Shimon. When does Rabbi Shimon say that? Gabi Nekeva la Asham. By a Nekeva for an Asham, where it's totally mufka. Delaka Shem Asham Alimo. Aval Gabi Nekeva la Ola, Deika Shem Ola Alimo, as we said before, Rabbi Shimon Boda. So what do you mean you're putting Rabbi Shua with Rabbi Shimon from earlier? Rabbi Shimon from earlier agreed by Ola. So here too, he should agree by Ola. The Oda Shemina led Rabbi Shimon lo lasa osa tamura. He agrees fully, and then the Brisa. So Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua Savala ki idach tana alive Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shua in this Mishnah in Shkalim, holds like the other Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shimon, Aflo Lasa Inosa Tzmura. There is a Rabbi Shimon that says, no, even for an Ola Inosa Tzmura, meaning you don't care that Olas Ha'of is somewhere in the background. This is an Olas Behema. And Olas Behema, Nikev is totally Mufka from, and therefore, that is what he would hold. So we explained Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah in Shkalim, which Rabbi Shimon he holds up here in the Sugyas related to Tzmura. Good. We continue now with the next line. Remember, this parak is all about the statuses of secondary karbanos. So we started off the parak on Yud Zayin Mabez that the following kachim, their vlados and the tmuras are exactly like the mother offspring. That was shlamim. Then we went into toda. That was Yud Ches Mabez. A daf later, vlad toda utmurasa. What is the halacha? Then we went into ola. Vlad and Tmuras Ola. What is the halacha? That was on Yud Chesim Abeis. And then we went into, once we were talking about Ola, we got into a little side tangent about if I give the wrong carbon as an Ola. But now we get back to the topic of the Perek, Asham. So, says the guy, and then the next mission is going to be about Bechor on tomorrow's daf. Again, different statuses of secondary carbonos, depending on what the source animal is. Tmuras Asham, Uvlad Tamura, the Tamura of an Asham. Vlad Tamura, you can't have a Vlad of an Asham because an Asham is a male, but you could have the Vlad of the Tamura if I was Meimir, an Arsham on an Akeva. Vlad Tamura, Uvladon, Uvlad Vlad Asof Kala Olam, Yiru Achi Yistavu, so all of these cannot be brought, obviously because they're, an Asham is Ba'al Chait, so all of these cannot be brought as an Asham because there is no Chait, so all of them have to wait till it gets a Mum, the Yimachru, and then they will be sold, the Yipludom of Lenadama, and then the money will go to Ola, Linadava. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yamusu. Rabbi Eliezer says they should die. Why? Rabbi Eliezer says in many places in Seder Kachim, Zvachim Daf Beis, Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph, right? The two Mishnayos, that Asham has an affinity, according to Rabbi Eliezer, with Chatas. Just like Chatas, so too Asham, he has different sources for that. The first mission is Zvachim. Right? The first Mishnah calls Zvachim Jizbukush Lolishman. Right, if I shech the carbon shalol l'shma, so it's kosher, but it doesn't count for the bialim except for Pesach and Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says Pesach and Chatas and Asham. That's the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Beis. Then we have the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph. We have the special din of dam of a Chatas that is brought too far inside. Right, the special din of dam that is brought in where it's not supposed to be, that the dam is nifsal. Rabbi Kiva Omer called damim shenifnusu l'chaper behechol psulin. Vacham omrim chatas bilvan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer afa asham shenemar kachatas kaasham. Rabbi Eliezer in many places in Seder Kachim compares asham to chatas. Again, the Gemara compares them sometimes. They're both ba'al chait. They are the two karbanos that are classically ba'al chait. But as we know, there are differences, and we've quoted this in various contexts. The comparisons between Asham and Chatas. Asham's, the avoda of an Asham is like an Ola, not like a Chatas. Right? It has Shtayim Shein Arba, it's Lamata Michot HaSikra, but it's Baal Chet. And in that way, it is similar to a Chatas. Remember, there's one line of the Ramban, and again, he's not in a halachic context, but it is a fascinating line. We know at the second half of Parshas Naso, it's all about the Karbanos of the Nesiim. They brought... it's all listed, and they brought every single type of carbon. Just to make sure, there will be mechanech the mizbeach. So they brought every single type of carbon. Says the Ramban, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Chincho anasiyim es ha-mizbeach b'chol aminim akrevim alav. Alkein eviyu mincha, v'ktores, v'ola, v'chatas, v'shlamim. V'aktores, v'achatas, horas sha'ah, she'enim bo'am b'nedava. Right, the Rabban points that out. There was no sin here, and yet it was a chatas. There was no ktores, is usually brought for all the Klal Yisrael, not personally. Oh, Rasha, avala hashlim b'chanuka kol ha-gavonos na'asakein. They brought it to finish the bimashlim the Chanukah. Ki ein Yisrael makrivim zulasi elu ha-karbonos bilvad. These are the only karbonos that Bnei Yisrael bring. Again, mincha ktores, which is not really a karbon, ola chatas shlamim. Which one? Toda? What about a Toda? Toda's type of Shlamim. Pesach's type of Shlamim. So what's missing? Asham. Where's Asham? Says the Ramban. Ki achatas, again I'll read the line. Ki ein Yisrael makrivim zulasi elu akabanis bilvad. Ki achatas veha Asham, davar echad, v'shem echad hu, v'tora achas lohem. That's the line of the Ramban. So if we didn't have the whole background of Meseches Vachim and Kachim, we wouldn't appreciate what the Ramban is saying here. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in all these cases. That always compares Asham and Chatas in all these contexts. So Ramban is not saying that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but he's saying conceptually there's still a lot of connection. And if you're being mechanech l'mizbeach, it's good enough to bring a Chatas, and that'll be enough to be mechanech l'mizbeach in order for it to be ready for carbonous Asham as well. Again, that's a huge chiddush. That's what the Torah reflects. And that's this Ramban. Again, davar echad, v'shem echad, v'tara achas. Emphasizing in three different phrases that Ramban in Parshas Naso. Okay, we continue. So, what happens with all of these tumuras vlados of an asham? So the Tanakhama says that they're set to graze and the money goes to a nadava, to olas. Rabbi Elazar says they have to die. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, yavi b'demea olos. Lazar sounds like the same as the Tanakhama, as we will see, that there's a difference, though, between Rabim and Yachid, right? Nidvas, Yiplu, Dom of the Nadava, that means Olat Sibur, for Ketzam is Beach. The second opinion here is Yavib Ne Olos, that is, private, and Yachid. Asham Shemesu Ba'alav, what about the other ones that are disconnected from the Chait? right? We had the Tzmura and the Vlad, Ashim Shesu Ba'alav, if the owner died before the Ashim was brought. Visha Kipru Ba'alav, or the we lost it and then the Ba'alim got kapar with a different animal, Yirach Yistavu, as we know, the Alach Moshe B'Sinai, they have to graze, V'yimachru V'yipludam of the Nadava, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Yamusu, right? He argues on the Alach Moshe B'Sinai. The Alach Moshe B'Sinai is that not only are there Chatos Mesos, there are Ashamos Mesos. That's Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Elazar Omer Yavi B'demea Ola. Same as before. V'halo af nedava olahi. Uma bein divrei b'lazer divrei chachamim. What's the difference between Shita 1 and Shita 3? Ella bizman, as we just explained. Bizman shi ba'ola. Where's ba'ola? That means chova. See the gears on the side? Machi ba'chova, which means a yachid. So mechaleha umevi nesachem nesecha mishal mishalo. When he says, when the third opinion says ola, that means an olas yachid, and therefore you have all the halachas of an olas yachid with nesachim and smicha v'chulu. V'maya kohen avodasav arishalo, and if a kohen is bringing it, so then he can do the avoda, even if it's not his mishmar, and he keeps the skins, the hides. With bachi nedava, but if it's an idvasibur, the first opinion eno somech aleha v'eno maybe ala nesachim v'nesachecha mishel tzibur. Avavishu kohen avodasav ora shel anshe mishmar. So that's the difference between the first and the third. Does it go to olas yachid? Does it go to olas tzibur? Good. Vitzricha, we need the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, by the earlier, in both parts of the Mishnah. By the Tmura and Vlad, and also by the Mesu Bailam and Niskapra Balav. Vitzricha, we need both of them to eat Ashmina and Asham. Because if I only had the Ush in the second half by the Kipru Bailim, Bahakam Rebbe Elazar Yamusa. That's where Rebbe Elazar says that the animal has to die. Mishud the Gazal Acha Kabara Tulfne Kapara. Because maybe there would be a Xerah Durabanan of La'achar Kapara, right? We have to say that the animal will die because you might use this before. And before you get the kapara with another animal, so then that for sure would not be allowed. Right? Rashi, the gazaka brush is kapar barishon. I amrit yavi bidmea moser ola asilamemer nami kodem kapara. Right? Before it gets a mumasila suya bidab of ola. And that would be violating an isser. Because this money is roi for an asham. Avalna avagabi tmuras asham uvlat tmuras, but the first half, nothing to do with kapara. Ema modi luhul rabbanan. Maybe they would agree to the Rabbanan because it's a Tmura Nevlad. You have the original animal sitting here. Because Kodem Kapara, even the Tmura is Lav Lahakrava Kaimi also. Because Tmura will never be Hokrav. So that's why you have the first case. Yes, being a Hasav, and if you only had part one, Paul Kamare Rabbanan, Aval Gabi Asha, Modi Lehi Rabbi Lazar, Sricha. Fine, that's where you need both halves of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bravua. Machlokes Laachar Kapara. The Machlokes about the Vlad of Tmuras Asham. Right, first part of the Mishnah. The Vlad of a Tmuras Asham, the Machlokas is only La'achar Kapara. That's only if the Asham has already been brought. Aval Lefnei Kapara, Divrei HaKol Hu'atzmo Yikrav Asham. But beforehand, everybody agrees that it can be brought as the Asham if the Asham is lost. If the Asham is lost, then the Vlad of that Asham's Tmura can be brought as the Karban Asham, says Rabba Bar Avua. Says the Gemara, Chas V'Shalom. You're going to use this Vlad of a Tmura? You didn't have Avera. Mitzvah Bavera. Right? We know Mitzvah Bavera is used very infrequently in Shas. But one of the places it's used is by Karbanis. Beginning of Lulav HaGazal. So this is a Mitzvah Bavera. You did a Tmura and you can use the Vlad of the Tmura for an Avera. So how are you allowed to do that? So, and Rashi notes here, V'yaf al gav, did tmuras ola v'shlamim kreva, hanu lav l'kapar asin. And even though the tmura of an ola and a shlamim might be hukrav, but those aren't l'chapara, ola and shlamim. A tmura of a asham cannot be hukrav. That's at the ba'avera. Maybe it's alluding to the shita of Baal Yatosfus. Baal Yatosfus that accorded in the Ritva in Mesecha Sukkah, that mitzvah avera applies specifically to avera, to mitzvos that are balaritzui. Lulav and Karban, Dafka, those that are Balaratzos, not Stam mitzvos. Those are Dafka, so it's undermining. You can't use a Karban by a mitzvah of Abaver that are Balaratzos. Again, the Yerushalmi has a more expanded view. Yerushalmi says even by Matzah, you have mitzvah of Abavera. Mitzvah Gemara says here, Rava says that can't be. You can't use the Vlad of a Tzmura. The Ode, Hatanya, Rabbi Chananya, L'siyul, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Damar, and also the Brisa. Vlad, Rishon, Karav, Vlad, Sheni, Eno Karav. If you're two stages removed, a Vlad de Vlad, or a Vlad of a Tzmura, that's also two stages removed, that can't be used for the original Chiyuv. So, that version of Rabbi Ravua cannot be correct. So Eli Yid Mar Hachi in Mar Amar of Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravua Machlokas Kodem Kapara Avalachar Kapara Huatz Makar of Ola. The Machlokas is Lifnei, but Leachar Kapara is brought as an Ola. Everybody agrees. Vatanya Rav Chanani L'Siyul Rav Shimon Levi. But isn't that Brisa against Kasha? So it is a Kasha. Okay, Misavah Baveira is a huge topic that we haven't spoken about in a while. But again, Misavah Baveira, the three sugyas that relate to mitzvahs and Averas. Misavah Baveira is you're not allowed to use it as the mitzvah. Asi Dochalos Asay, you did the Avera, you're doing the Avera, but you're allowed to do it because you're doing an Asay as you do the Avera. Asi Dochalos Asay. And then finally we have Lav Hanita Glase, where the Avera was done earlier, and now it's a mitzvah for you to be menatek it and salvage what you can do. But again, three aspects of mitzvah ba'avir. The Minchas Chinuch's comment in maybe just mention one, in mitzvah Shin Chaf Hei, right? The answer to Tosfos is Kasha. Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Tes. The Gemara quotes a pasuk to exclude Sukkah Gzula. Basula, right, Basulam Tzitzis and Sukkah excluding. Yes, Tosfos, isn't it just a mitzvah ba'avira? What do you need a pasuk to exclude a stolen one? So Tosfos says, Machlokas Rishonim, Tosfos says that it is, mitzvah ba'avira is only a psul d'rabbanan. Only a psul d'rabbanan, and that's why the pasuk comes to teach me that it is even a psul d'araisa. Says the Minchas Chinuch a different answer, because many Rishonim hold this a psul d'araisa. Says Tosfos, says the Minchas Chinuch, that mitzvah ba'avira can knock out your kiyum ha-mitzvah, but can't change the chefza shal mitzvah. Mitzvah Bavavir says, if you do this, you're not going to get the credit for the mitzvah. Hashem is not interested in this mitzvah that you are doing. So let's say by sukkah, you're not going to get the mitzvah of sukkah if you sit in a stolen sukkah because of mitzvah Bavavir. But is it as if you're sitting outside a sukkah? Is the sukkah torpedoed and it's no longer a sukkah? So that mitzvah ba'avir wouldn't do. That's why you need the pasuk, because the pasuk says it's not even a sukkah, right? That's the chiddush of the pasuk. But either way, mitzvah ba'avir is a big topic that just comes up a little bit here. Here it is, that you can't bring a karban if it has that status of avera in it from tamura. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beth Hashem, and we will, again, the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up after that with the other dafim. Okay, we'll stop here.